Galway's only alternative, Flirt FM.
Good morning, Galway. This is Aubergine Surprise, broadcasting every Monday at 8 a.m. on Galway's 101.3 Flirt FM.
Except last Monday.
No, it was broadcast, just... I'm joined this week, as you can hear, by Shane Kelly.
And not Killian.
Not Killian. Killian's gone again. But he was here last week, so it's not like he's on a, it's not like he's on a streak or anything. Just intermittent absences we're getting. I'm unfamiliar with the rhythm of this music. It's throwing me off a bit. I'm used to the Jackson. Anyway, we've got a great show coming up for you for the next 60 minutes. We've got music from Moby, Muse, The Muppets, Bruce Springsteen, and more. How's your week been, Shane?
Not too bad, no.
It was an exciting week for students here in Galway last week.
Cultural highlight, as you called it.
I said it was the cultural highlight of Galway's student calendar, and I did not mean that as a compliment.
It was Raj Week,
and I stayed at home all week. Very, very happy to have done that. I think the guards said it wasn't actually as nasty.
I didn't
as
encounter
usual.
Any incidents.
Any nastiness?
No, not at all.
Good. I saw a statement from the local Gardaí saying that it was actually quieter than usual, which is good. Probably because they were doing a good job. So well done.
I didn't see many guards when I was out, no.
That's because they were hiding. They were hiding in plain sight.
That's it.
They were hiding under bins and behind trees and stuff. They're like super covert now. It was Ed Sheeran's birthday on Friday, I'm reading. And he released a new song.
Oh, it's my dad's birthday as well, actually.
Oh, really? Wait, yeah. What day? Friday or Monday?
Friday.
Okay, so it was.
Was.
Sheeran's new song is called How Would You Feel? P-A-E-A-N in brackets.
Is that pain?
I guess. Oh, it comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, it comes out today. It's
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I saw
it's
it.
Out now.
I listened to it. It's...
Now, see, by the time the show is broadcast, everyone's going to have heard it, like, several times.
Yeah, so...
It's brand new when we're recording.
So we're not going to play it.
Under no circumstances am I playing it. Sorry.
I'm not sorry.
No, me neither. We've played Ed Sheeran before, like, once, sort of.
So. Have we?
We played a song he was like...
All Along the Watchtower.
Yeah, it was like a collaboration. So, we have played Ed Sheeran. We're going to jump right in now with some great music here on Flirt FM. And I'm gonna challenge you. I want you to listen to the song that I'm about to play. And I want you to guess what figure, current affairs, major figure that's on the news a lot, this song was written about. It's extremely obvious. It's a very literal song. All right, have a go.
Welcome back. This is Flirt FM. You might have thought this was news talk there for a minute, but it's not.
And why is that?
Because we played Extreme Ways by Moby, which is the intro music to The Breakfast Show on News Talk.
I only found this out 3 minutes ago.
Well, I'm fairly sure it is. Anyway, I've definitely heard it on News Talk.
Or else it sounds very like it. Yeah, it probably is.
Oh, it is.
Before that was The Veil by Peter Gabriel, and Shane correctly guessed that that song is written about Edward Snowden, which is kind of obvious. Take a look at those lyrics. Damn, I should have loaded them up first. Give me a sec.
Do you think Edward Snowden is a patriot or a traitor?
Get in touch on Facebook or Twitter. Let us know.
Do.
The lyrics are, Let it all go, set it all free. You let the whole wide world see exactly what is going on, exactly who is looking on. Stories start to leak, they color your name. You can feel the touch of a hand you know well. It's a very long way from Maryland. Some say you're a patriot, some call you a spy, an American hero, or a traitor that deserves to die. There's no safe place to go, now you've let that whistle blow. Information flow, ha 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 ah ah oh, information flow. The beautiful lyrics of Peter Gabriel. That's from the Oliver Stone film, Snowden.
Poetic.
Yeah. More great music coming up soon here on Aubergine Surprise. The most surprising aubergine you'll get on a Monday morning. Unless they're on sale in Tesco. Speaking of political matters and Snowden and such, Ryan Murphy announced last week that the next season of American Horror Story is going to be American Horror, because you know every season has a theme. The next season is going to be American Horror Story, Election 2016. Meanwhile, the writers of Zero Dark Thirty are working on an Election 2016 miniseries
Quite
as well.
A boring film. Like 3 hours long.
Oh, it'd be so... There's so much... Yeah, I mean, we all... That's the thing, we all... But if you... You need, like, insider accounts before you can write something like that. You need all of the guys who were working deep inside the Clinton campaign to sort of come out with some secrets before you can bother making a drama. But on to what we're doing. I made up a list of my dream casting for a 2016 election miniseries. I have... Given an acting choice, a fairly realistic one. These are actors who I think would reasonably be in a miniseries about the election. They're not too famous, but and they're not, you know, these are people who would be willing to work in cable television. And I gave one to all the major figures in the election. So we've got as Donald Trump, one of our very own, Brendan Gleeson as Donald Trump.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if he could pull off the accent.
Yeah. But basically there's one image in Bruges where he's like looking in a mirror fixing his tie and he is absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, he's not, the visuals are
he looks
fairly accurate.
So
there.
Much like Trump. It's really scary. Then as Hillary Clinton, I put Jane Lynch. If you look around on the internet, you see all this Meryl Streep is Hillary Clinton. Ugh, no, Meryl Streep's not going to be in a miniseries with the election. Be realistic. Jane Lynch, I think,
she's kind of got the voice for it as well.
She's got the voice. She's this kind of, she can do kind of scary, cold, psychopathic, what the hell are you actually really thinking? But also, hey, look at me, I'm a charming political figure, which is sort of what Hillary does. I think Jane Lynch is a good one for Hillary. And then my absolute favorite choice, this is has to happen someday in some form, Steve Carell as Ted Cruz. He's so perfect.
Oh, I know.
If you Google Steve Carell, Ted Cruz, you'll get many other people who have had the same idea. But it's
I don't
so
know.
Perfect.
I don't think I could take that seriously, though.
Well, in Foxcatcher, he played a serious role, and he had the fake nose. And
but as Ted Cruz, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, then we've got Bernie Sanders. It took me quite a while. Took me quite a while to figure this out.
Dustin Hoffman.
I chose Dustin Hoffman. I was looking up basically all the Jewish actors in their 60s and 70s with gray hair and who wear glasses sometimes. So my, you know, Judd Hirsch was one option, but I eventually settled on Dustin Hoffman just because I think it would be a bit of a nice bit of stunt casting. But he could do Bernie. The thing is, Larry David is Bernie Sanders, but Larry David isn't a serious actor. So I left out anyone who's appeared on SNL. I excluded from this because they will never be taken seriously.
Yeah.
Then as Steve Bannon, Oliver Platt. Now, poor Oliver Platt is nowhere near as horrific an appearance as Steve Bannon. But he does have the hair, and he does have the figure.
What's that photo from?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
But Oliver Platt's in a lot of stuff. But anyway, so Oliver Platt is Steve Bannon. Then my first choice for Kellyanne Conway was, took me a lot of time to figure out anyone for Kellyanne Conway. I eventually went with Jennifer Aniston, which is a real insult to Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
I think Gwyneth Paltrow might be a slightly more accurate choice.
Yeah, because
she's a bit younger.
She's a bit less likable as
well. Yeah, she's less likable than Jennifer Aniston, but she's also a bit younger. But either of them, really, I can't think of anyone else for Kellyanne Conway. Then, Michael McKean as Paul Manafort. None of you know who Paul Manafort is.
I haven't a clue.
He was Trump's first campaign manager. Anyway, Michael McKean is from Better Call Saul, and he looked kind of like him.
Oh, Chuck, is it?
Yeah. Then as Corey Lewandowski, who was the second campaign manager, Tony Hale. He looks just like him. I should have put side by sides here, but whatever.
That's not the guy from Arrested Development.
Yes,
is it?
He is.
Oh, it is. It's Buster. I knew I saw him from somewhere.
Robbie Mook, I had to cheat and Google what other people were thinking for Robbie Mook because I couldn't think of anyone who looks like Robbie Mook.
Who's Robbie Mook?
Robbie Mook is Hillary's campaign manager. I'll show you Robbie.
Was he a young guy?
He's about 37, yeah. He's a very handsome guy. This is him here. I couldn't think of any... And he looks like an actor, but I can't think of any actors who look like him.
Yeah.
So eventually...
He's kind of a generic white guy.
Yeah, he's the most... But he's a handsome man, but like... So I eventually Googled it and somebody else suggested Aaron Paul, so...
Matt Damon.
Oh, Matt Damon's 10 years too old.
Kind of looks like him a bit, though.
Yeah, sort of, yeah. Then for Paul Ryan, Matthew Morrison. They're literally doppelgangers of one another.
Oh, yeah.
You know what Paul Ryan looks like?
I thought that was Paul Ryan in the picture.
Did you? Yeah, so Matthew Morrison and Paul Ryan are identical. Nick Kroll as Rance Priebus. Nick Kroll and Rance Priebus are... I'll show you Rance Priebus. I've always said that Rance Priebus looks like Nick Kroll. Whenever anyone asks me to describe Rance Priebus. This is Rance
Nick
Priebus.
Nick Kroll is going to be in the new Captain Underpants movie, I think.
Is he?
I think so. Did sure? I read that?
You could be right. You could be right. Very excited for the new Captain Underpants movie.
I know Ed Helms is playing
Captain Underpants. Kevin Hart is in it.
And...
Not Josh Gad.
No, it's that other guy.
Oh, Nick Kroll is. Nick Kroll is voicing Professor Poopy Pants.
Oh.
And Kevin Hart and Jordan Peele are the
No,
kid.
It's not. It's,
Thomas Middleditch from...
That's it, yeah.
From Silicon Valley.
There's another guy. Is it TJ Miller that looks like him?
Well, they're in the show together.
Yeah, exactly. But they're,
they don't look alike.
They're kind of similar, are they? I mean, that's just me.
That's just you. So anyway, Ryan Priebus and Nick Kroll. Look at them. They're the same person.
Ah, there.
They're the same person. Okay. Then we've got Mike Myers as Tim Kaine. He's got that same punchable chipmunk face.
Yeah.
Right?
I suppose. Not too familiar with Tim Kaine.
Okay. I'll show you Tim Kaine.
Oh, God,
This is Tim Kaine. Look, so he's a punchable chipmunk. Mike Myers is much more likable than Tim Kaine, but... Still, he's... They see? They're very similar. Okay.
There,
and then actually. I put Adam Arkin as Mike Pence.
That looks pretty good.
Somebody else suggested... what's his name? John Slattery as Mike Pence. Mm. But I think John Slattery is too... His head is too long. I think Adam Arkin's is the right shape. He's too likable, but he's too handsome. But what can you do? I have a bus driver that looks like Adam Arkin.
Really?
And then we got Julie Bowen as Megyn Kelly.
Definitely.
Have to put Megyn Kelly in it just because Julie Bowen looks like her. And then David Strathairn is John Podesta.
I don't know John Podesta.
Okay. John Podesta is the guy whose like emails got hacked. He was working for Hillary. This is John Podesta.
Maybe Megyn Kelly could play herself.
She could. She could. Look at John Podesta. David Strathairn. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Next we got Iqbal Theba as Khazeer Khan. Because you're Khan, of course, the father of the fallen soldier who did some campaigning for Hillary. There's Khazeer Khan. There is Iqbal Theba.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Bit younger, though, I think.
And finally, Don Cheadle as Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I don't even know what age Don Cheadle is. I assume he's the right age to play President Obama, or former President Obama.
Is there no one else for Obama? Who played Obama in the other? Is Barry? Barry came out.
Yeah,
there,
but he's like 20 in that.
Yeah, I suppose.
More music now on Flirt FM. What do we start with? We'll start with some Muse. Welcome back. This is Flirt FM. I'm here. Shane, put your head... Shane, you're unprofessional. Killian would never do that.
Never.
So the Oscars are on Sunday night. By the time, so next week's show is going to be funny because we're going to be here and we won't have seen the Oscars yet, but they will have happened, so that'll be fun. But so since it's our last show being broadcast before the Oscars, I'm going to do my predictions now. And I'm very good at predicting the Oscars. I got like 98% right last year.
And you won a huge amount of money off that.
No, the one bet I made last year, the actual financial bet I made, I lost.
Okay.
So. I bet on... Actually, no, I didn't bet at all last year. No, I did. I bet on Sylvester Stallone for Supporting Actor. Yeah. And then 2 years ago, I bet on Boyhood for Best Picture, and I lost. So I'm really bad at making bets. And this year, for Best Picture, I have bet on Moonlight. Because I think, La La Land has some, like, white problems. not in the actual film. The film is perfect, but it has some like wide problems in terms of perception, which could affect its chances at the Oscars. So I think that Moonlight is might surprise people and win.
Which is a better film, though?
La La Land's a better film, but I love them both. I've seen La La Land 3 times. I've only seen Moonlight once, so I need to see Moonlight again. They're both fantastic. Moonlight's out here next week. So
it's not out here yet?
No, it's ridiculous. Oh. It's out on Friday. So it's out on Friday in the Eye. So everyone go to see it because it's phenomenal. But yeah, so my prediction is in stamp now. I'll probably be wrong, but I'm going to say Moonlight for Best Picture.
Yeah. Oh, he said it. Yeah. He said it.
Best Actor. I am going to also make a bit of an edgy prediction. I'm going to say Denzel. Casey has been the front runner for ages, but I think Denzel.
Does Ben Affleck have a Best Actor award?
No, he has a Screenplay award and Picture award.
Go Casey.
Yeah, but Casey is the better. Ryan Gosling would be my choice, but Casey deserves it more than Denzel. Best Actress, Emma Stone's gonna win. There's no question about that. If she doesn't, I will throw things. Supporting Actress.
Not very far.
Supporting Actress, Viola Davis is going to win. My choice would have been... Hayley Squires should have been nominated for I, Daniel Blake. But of this list of 5, my choice would have been Michelle Williams, I'd say. Or Naomi Harris. Best Supporting Actor, Mahershala Ali is going to win. Deservedly. Best Director, Damien Chazelle is going to win. That is guaranteed. Film Editing. Tough one.
I haven't seen any of these films, so sorry for not making any contribution.
It's ridiculous. You have to see that.
I saw Girl on the Train, and I saw The Accountant.
You saw Girl on the Train, Suicide Squad, and 9 Lives, yet you haven't, and Independence Day Resurgence.
The Accountant.
And Inferno.
Doctor Strange.
Yet you have not seen La La Land.
I've wasted so much money.
It's my fault. I should have.
Saving the best to last.
I should have dragged you in to see La La Land. It's the only way you're ever going to see it. Anyway.
I want to see La La Land.
I know you
Whiplash
do.
Was great.
I know. La La Land is possibly better. All right. Film editing, who cares? No one cares. Probably Arrival. I don't think anyone cares about most of these other categories, even though I do. So I'm just going to go original score, La La Land, obviously. It's a great category. Great category this year. Jackie, La La Land, Lion, Moonlight, Passengers. I mean, those are more or less the 5 best scores of the year. There's nothing missing. It's amazing. They did such a good job. I'm actually moved by how good a job they did with those nominees.
Good job, guys.
I guess Rogue One was decent, but not better than any of those. No, those are the 5 best scores of the year. I'm trying to think of anything better. Jungle Book, maybe? Not really. Mm. Production design, I don't care. Original screenplay is going to go to Manchester by the Sea, I'd say. But La La Land could win. Adapted screenplay, Moonlight. Although Hidden Figures has it's the only screenplay nominee with a female writer, so it's got a slight.
Is there many female writers?
There are not. I mean, Hidden Figures is the only one this year. There's also no female directors nominated. And there's a hashtag going around, #OscarsSoMale, about the fact that there's no female directors nominated. I mean, name for me a female director who made a good film last year. Jodie Foster, Money Monster. It's the only one.
Well, that's the George Clooney with the...
Yeah, but it's not an Oscar film. But genuinely, it's unfortunate, but there were simply no good films made by women last year. And that's an issue that they need to tackle, but it's not an Oscars problem. Like, of the 100 highest-grossing films of last year worldwide, 3 were made by women. Bridget Jones's Diary, Money Monster, and Me Before You.
Mm.
An animated feature film is going to go to Zootopia, and original song is going to go to City of Stars, hopefully. Hopefully. Ooh. More music now on Flirt FM. This... is from the soundtrack of the 2014 film Muppets Most Wanted. Bit of a novelty tune.
Ty Burrell.
Ty Burrell singing on this. The great Ty Burrell from Modern Family. And it features some of the Muppets, and it's actually really great. You're all going to love it. So here you go. This is Interrogation Song.
Are you all les Muppets?
Come. You must come with us to answer some questions.
Kermit, let's begin. Describe the day you played.
Flirt FM, Galway's alternative radio station.
This is Galway's Flirt FM. I'm Lucian.
I'm not.
That was Bruce Springsteen, Outlaw Pete. If you're not sobbing from that epic song of epicness now, I don't know what you are. Outlaw Pete. Before that, we had Interrogation Song from Muppets Most Wanted. Almost at the end of today's show, I am sad to report. It is now 8:57 a.m. Run for the bus, run for the bus. If you're catching a bus at 9.
Yeah, why? What bus would we leave at 9?
The 402, the 411. No, the 402, the 412.
Well, if you're running for a bus now, you need to get up earlier. And
I get the bus. I get the bus at 10:20 some days.
Ooh.
Because I start late.
Because you're a student. You're a college student.
I'm on midterm next week. I don't know what I'm going to do all week. Be fun.
You'll have plenty of time to prepare a lot of content for
next week's
show.
Next week's show will be our greatest ever.
It will.
It'll be really good. We'll have an exclusive interview with somebody.
Somebody. Like, just how prepared were we this week?
Like on a scale of 1 to 10.
About a
one.
One, yeah.
Like I tossed one word in the document
like
5 minutes beforehand.
And I came in the door and Lucy was like, Killian's not here.
Yeah.
So
last week I was quite prepared, but let's try this out. That's not a word. It's too quiet. That's not a word. It's too quiet. Okay.
Tune in a few weeks for our 150th song, which will be a remix of That's Not a Word.
Yes. Yes, it will.
I love this music. It's good.
Coming
good
up,
vibes at the end.
Coming up next is The Lion with Sarka O'Connor, Aisling. Have to move a staple. Aisling Bonner and Heather Robinson. After that, it's Game Set Chats. Tomorrow at the same time, you can tune in for Patrick Soldzizek with the Tuesday Music Library. Oh, Tuesday Music Library. That sounds wrong. Like, I'm so used to saying Monday Music Library. Tuesday Music Library.
Yeah, there's no alliteration there at all.
Tuesday. Pancake Tuesday is in 2 weeks. Two weeks from tomorrow.
I prefer Pancake Tuesday to most holidays.
Oh, 1 week from tomorrow. Sorry, 1 week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
Damn.
The food is the best thing about every holiday ever.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Christmas, best thing is food. Halloween, the sweets.
Valentine's, chocolate.
Chocolate.
Easter, chocolate.
Did you get any chocolates, Lucian?
I did not. Remember in school last year when the TYs gave out those flowers or chocolates or whatever?
Oh, you bought 50 cent and you write down a name.
That was such a good idea.
I didn't get any of those, so I didn't like it.
No, me neither, but I bought a few for teachers. That's all we have time for. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week at 8 a.m. Killian will hopefully return. If not, I will give him a talking... Nah, he will be back. Okay.
He will have his salary cut in half.
Visit facebook.com/auberginesurprise or twitter.com/aubergineflirt. Stay tuned to Flirt all week. There's some great shows coming up. Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Flirt. And Lucian, out.